This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
More help is on the way for Colorado renters struggling to keep their homes. The state has opened their third round of applications yesterday for rental assistance. It's part of a new grant program offering $30 million through June. The money will go to those who have fallen behind on rent or at risk of being evicted. This is for low-income households in Adams, Alamosa, Denver, El Paso, Jefferson counties. The deadline to apply is coming up on Saturday. The walls are coming down today on a Colorado funeral home at the center of a massive investigation. That's where police say 190 bodies were left to rot. They were found piled up in October, some dating back to 2019. Families sent loved ones there to be buried or cremated and claim they received fake ashes. The Fremont County building will be taken apart in sections over the next 10 days, and all the debris will be tossed at an Otero County landfill. As for the owners, John and Carrie Halford are due back to stand trial in October, but are back in jail right now on new charges of felony wire fraud. The couple will find out on Thursday if they'll be released. And Fort Carson is again dealing with another fire on post. It sparked yesterday afternoon. At last check, it was 50 acres in size with no containment. The fire is burning near the large impact training area, which supports artillery, tank, and other gunnery ranges, along with mortar firing and aircraft bombing. Some training exercises normally scheduled there have been stopped to give crews space to work that fire line.
Crews are staying on high alert with another red flag warning today. Despite our early morning rain, parts of Colorado Springs and all of Pueblo are included from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., meaning wildfires could spread quickly in these areas due to the wind. Forecasters like our Storm Tracker 13 meteorology team say there's a chance of rain this morning. It did come, in fact, and then tomorrow there will be even warmer conditions and back to breezy before a cold front arrives Thursday. That will drop temperatures to the 50s and 60s with freezing temperatures overnight. We're expecting to hear more from our KRDO 13 Storm Tracker meteorologist Chris Larson in just minutes. Free money is just waiting to be claimed by Coloradans. Almost half of taxpayers still don't have their Tabor refund. This year, everyone gets $800 back if they've lived in the state over a year. The taxpayer's Bill of Rights check will only be sent after returns are filed. Officials say some who filed through October can still get the sales tax refund. Any money left unclaimed will be rolled into next year's Tabor. A new state law is allowing more people to live under one roof. Governor Jared Polis signing the bill yesterday, calling it a bold step to cut red tape. He says this will let Coloradans stay in the communities they choose near jobs and transit hubs. Previously, local governments could set occupancy limits for people not related to each other, no matter the size of the house. There are few exceptions, such as fire codes.
Botox beware. Colorado is one of nine states where patients are showing botulism symptoms, possibly linked to fake Botox injections. The CDC says it's coming for people who are not licensed or doing it from homes or spas. And Colorado families are being reminded to protect their children from MMR. Turns out about 75,000 kids ranging in age from 4 to 6 may overdose for the vaccine, may overdue from the vaccine against measles, mumps, or rubella. The state health department began sending out those texts and emails yesterday saying measles is extremely contagious and can cause severe complications, but it is almost entirely preventable. There's been at least one case here since December.
Calls to poison control centers regarding melatonin overdoses have spiked. Tammy Trujillo has details.
But experts say this is not something to worry about.
Melatonin is extremely safe. Our body makes melatonin. I know this is more of a synthetic type of melatonin, but it is safe.
Dr. Sean Varney heads the South Texas Poison Center. He says anything is dangerous if taken to the extreme. But with the sleep aid, he says the worst symptoms are sleepiness and maybe some indigestion. If parents are worried that their kids took too much, he says call the poison control hotline. He says it's not necessary, though, to take them to the emergency room. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Cloudy skies and rain showers this morning. As the rain showers come to an end later this morning, the winds are going to pick up into the afternoon. We do have high wind warnings up out across the eastern plains. Temperature-wise, we're still in the low 70s today. Colorado Springs, about 76 in the Pueblo area. Expect northwesterly winds at 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 35, but we could see winds gusting out across the eastern plains 50 to 60 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.